Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is February the 17th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Numbers chapters 25 to 27. Escaping sure death only by the mercies of God. We read in Numbers chapter 26 verses 8 to 11 like this. And the son of Palu was Eliab. The sons of Eliab were Nemuel, Dathan, and Abiram. These are the Dathan and Abiram, representatives of the congregation who contended against Moses and Aaron in the company of Korah when they contended against the Lord. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah when that company died. When the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. Nevertheless, the children of Korah did not die. The above passage is part of the narrative of a census taken just before the Israelites are about to end their wilderness wanderings and enter the land of Canaan. We may recall that their journey through the wilderness had begun with a census. And as before, the census counted only men of military age 20 plus years old. The fact that the Israelite population did not increase over the 40 years is due to the fact that all those who refused to enter the land had died. In fact, during the wandering years, some 1.2 million people had died in the wilderness. Korah was a Levite mentioned here because of his association with Dathan and Abiram, who were from the tribe of Reuben. Korah, along with 250 men and their families, had rebelled against the leadership of Moses and had died when the earth parted and swallowed them up. However, during this tragic incident, it is mentioned clearly that the sons of Korah, whose names are Asir, Elkanah, and Abiashab, did not die. The sons of Korah were perhaps too young to understand their father's uprising and did not participate in their father's rebellion. They withdrew from it through a timely repentance. So God spared them out of his rich mercy. God judged those who turned against him in active rebellion and purified his people, but he still had a purpose and plan for even the descendants of Korah. After seven successive generations, the prophet Samuel arose from the line of Korah. Some of Korah's descendants later became doorkeepers and custodians for the tabernacle. One group among them joined King David in his various military exploits and won the reputation of being expert warriors. However, the most remarkable thing to note about the sons of Korah is that during the time of King David, they became great leaders in choral and orchestral music in the tabernacle and the temple. These individuals played an important part in the thanksgiving services when the Ark of the Covenant was brought to Jerusalem. Of all the Psalms, about 25 are attributed to the sons of Korah. Let us note that the sons of Korah escaped sure death only by the mercies of God. As we relate their situation to our lives, our own songs of redemption should flow out of a heart of humility as we remember the fallen state from which he has raised us and the redemption that we experience through his grace alone. This was certainly one instance when God's mercy triumphed over his judgment. Thank God for his boundless mercies over our lives that we experience every day. As we read the words of Jeremiah, penned in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23 like this. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.